Cattingill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Check it out, George.
Well, howdy there. It is Monday, June 14th. Nothing like starting another week in June. Don't know about you, Jordan. But did you see yesterday the New Orleans Saints and I starting to see eye to eye? You have any idea how the Saints and I see eye to eye?
I do not know.
Did you happen to see their Twitter page yesterday?
I did not see their
anything Twitter. That they tweeted.
I did not see what they tweeted.
No? Not
unless
at all?
I did see something and I just don't know what you're talking about as of right
probably.
Now.
Probably. I mean, I am being very vague when it comes to it. But I will say this. My son, as you know, has been trained for several years. Like a certain day
yes,
of the year.
Yes, I know right? what you're talking about. I saw this.
You know what day of the year my son has been trained?
Yes.
Birth?
Halloween.
Halloween! Yesterday, your New Orleans Saints, 20 weeks till the Saints host the Buccaneers on Halloween. Here's why I'm even remotely bringing it up. It has nothing to do with Halloween. It has nothing to do with, you know, the Saints and Bucks and all that. We'll get into all that. I can't wait for October. Dude, my headline was the heat this weekend, dude, yesterday. 106 felt like. You know how hot it is? 106.
Too hot.
Dude. What is going on? There's like massive heat in the center of the country. Anyway, I'm not here to talk about the heat, but maybe kind of. And it all comes down. I'm tying all this together. You know what I'm tying all this together to? I didn't have to be outside to smoke me some ribs.
Mm.
Yes. Thank you, Mrs. K. Thank you, Carver K, for Daddy's Father's Day present, which came in last week. Jordan, I've sent you several photos.
Oh, yeah. The what was it? You had ribs. Is that all you had this weekend?
It was. Well, I mean, yes. That's what I smoked yesterday and cooked on my pellet grill. And it is everything I thought it was.
Well, you were sending us even screenshots of the
screen. It was incredible.
Of the
everything. The build.
The pellet grill was saying
yes.
What temperature the
the Wi-Fi app. I mean, the fact that I sat and played like Xbox with my kid like for 3 hours in the morning. I went to the store, went to the grocery store, went to a kid's birthday party. All the while, Jordan, you know what was being cooked?
Ribs.
My ribs.
You're unbelievable.
No, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. The Bima, you're absolutely right. He tweeted last week. He's like, you're never going to look at it the same again. Anyway, hello, everybody. It's June 14th. We've got plenty to get into today. Just three guests. Rest of the show going to be involved with you guys. 800-998-1003. A couple of questions of the day we'll throw out there as well to have a little fun on some of the things that you took out over the weekend. What stood out to you? Three things stood out to me that we'll touch on here in the opening segment. And then also, moving forward, looking forward to the week. Look, I joke, but not really. I'm ready to get through June. Like June, this dead period where the Saints have finished minicamp and other teams are going through minicamp and things of that nature. It you can't wait for the end of July. You know why the end of July matters, Jordan? Training camp in the NFL, exactly. So we're in that stage starting this week. And in the meantime, obviously, you know what it's like. It's going to be heat. And yes, there was a tropical thingamajig that formed.
Don't even say it.
No. But the one that formed isn't the one in the Gulf by Texas and Mexico. The one that formed is on the eastern seaboard that is heading towards England. So relax.
teams all season long, thinking you could score 135, and you lose these two big weapons. They've played decent defense, but Kendrick, are they capable of dialing it up enough to win these games that way?
I don't think so. I don't think so. The Nets, if you look at it, they got to outscore you. And I think what happened was that the Bucks figured it out. They figured it out. They figured it out that they had to muck up the game. They had to make it ugly. They had to get it in the trenches. So now you're seeing P.J. Tucker body up Kevin Durant. You're watching Giannis be more in attack mode. You're watching Drew Holiday. Although he's struggling shooting the ball, he's doing a great job of actually getting into the paint and facilitating. You're watching Brooke Lopez anchor that defense. So the Bucks have figured it out. Now it's on Steve Nash, right, who Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving wanted. It's on him to coach. See, we look at the players, and rightfully so because they're on the court, but now let's see what type of magician, let's see what type of coach is Steve Nash. This is the guy that they wanted. Remember, they passed up on the champion in Ty Lue. They passed up on a few candidates that were qualified to take that job because they wanted that guy. Let's see what he does. It's time to see if he could coach or not. Because all through the year, you've had, if not three of those guys, but all year long, you didn't have an MVP or an MVP caliber guy on the floor, two of them together or three of them together that's been carrying the weight for you. Now you got one with some role players.
I got to be honest. I thought the job that the committee did was very well.
I don't know what that is. That's Kyrie people or something. They just hit a button on our show, man. Now, I tell you what, I want to go to the other game, man, because I think what Chris Paul is doing is amazing, right, at his age. And it's not just the points that he was able to put up. To me, it's the way that he runs the show. It's the way that he gets guys the ball where they can be, you know, productive. But I had a problem with Jokic. And listen, I'm all for the hard foul. And listen, he did what he did, and that's the decision he made. He said he wanted to change the energy. But where's Aiden at? Like, in coming to the – not only did he take pain out, he's nose-to-nose with Booker, and I thought it was an opportunity for Aiden to grab Jokic from the back of his straps and throw him to the ground. Like, because, like, at some point, like, you got to get that type of respect. And I'm just surprised that nobody stepped to Jokic after he was able to do that. But then, you know, didn't even back down, goes nose-to-nose with Booker, and nobody did anything.
Well, it's kind of hard in the moment, and you have to realize who is their mentor, right, boy? You have to look at it, Chris, and boy, like, Monty Williams is their mentor. He's their coach. He's their leader. So he's always teaching professionalism. And we have to go back to the first series, right? Remember when Devin Booker got that flagrant foul and he got tossed out the game?
Yeah.
Or I think he got a flagrant one, maybe. He might have got tossed when he knocked Dennis Schroeder to the ground.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Let's try this again. A big thank you to our internet service provider.
Yeah.
Nothing like in the middle
can
of
we name it?
Yeah, you know, in the middle of a sentence. Then Buddy calls. Hey, where'd you go? I'm like, I'm here.
They didn't want us to tell them about the chicken shortage.
I think that's what it is. Anyway, my lead of leads. If you missed me, I have no idea when we went out. Point is,
it was about to do with chicken wings.
Yes, we can talk about the NBA playoffs, and we will. We can talk about LSU's baseball season coming to an end, and we will. We got oodles and boodles of St. Sound still to get to, and we will. We'll get into all of that. But my main concern right now is chicken.
Chicken.
Wings in particular. I'm very confused by this. Okay. You know, Jordan, that like prices of everything has gone up. And again, I'm bringing this up because tailgate season's coming.
Maybe they're
doing this for a reason. I don't know about you. If you're, been going to the groceries lately. Yeah. My bill is significantly higher. We've not changed our eating habits. So it's something to bring up because, again, all of this is going to get passed on to you when you go to the stadiums, you go to the games, and or you're grilling and tailgating. I'm just telling you. But have you been questioning like me? Like, I went to a place that I go to, you know, and get my chicken. There's legs and thighs. I split it up and get the big old pack over there. There's no wings. There's no wings. I'm confused because the wing is a part of a chicken, isn't it?
It is. It is.
So I'm confused. Like, how do we have legs and thighs, but no wings? I'm legitimately confused. So the only thing I can think of is that maybe they're being, you know, restaurants are getting preferenced, right? Because I'm just slightly confused. So anyway, the New York Post this morning, Jordan, maybe read my mind.
This is unbelievable.
This is unbelievable. Like, I cannot make this up, and this is lead worthy to me. Don't you think this is lead worthy?
Absolutely.
Headline: Tyson blames underperforming roosters for U.S. chicken shortage.
So it's something to do with their sex drive, huh?
Apparently, a while back, the Arkansas-based company was struggling to ramp up their chicken supply, and they were blaming the new roosters. Apparently, the fertilized eggs and breeding new chicks have just not been meeting expectations. Quote, this is the president of Tyson Poultry Business.
Some of these quotes aren't.
We're changing out one type of male that, quite frankly, we made a bad decision on. Now,
So he's getting cut from the roster.
Oh, he's being removed. Yes. Breeding companies have been providing these chickens, so they switched to a different type of rooster because apparently it was going to make the meat taste better. Specific type of rooster. The problem is they've realized they hatch less often, limiting the company supply, just as nationwide demand for chicken is sky high.
All those chicken sandwiches, you know.
They're working to replace the rooster by the fall, but there could be, here's why it's lead-worthy, a lingering supply hit that carries over into next year. Wait a minute. What? We got full stadiums coming this fall. I have bars to go to and wing places to frequent.
We need
to
chicken
watch
on a stick.
I need wings, man. But again, I'm still confused by this. It's one chicken, right? Let's just, chicken A. Pablo the chicken. We should name him. Then we would feel bad. But he's got, you know, legs and thighs and a breast and wings. Why can I find everything else?
I might be blaming this on you.
I'm confused. I'm legitimately confused by this.
The gallo got back to the
hens. This is the curse of the goose. Yeah, this is the curse of the gallo. By the way, have you seen my windshield? That crack that happened the week of the gallo capture?
Oh, no.
Oh, it looks like, you know.
It's huge now?
It looks like a snowflake on my windshield. So that's $300 coming. My point is, though, I'm legitimately confused. Same grocery. I went to 5 grocery stores, dude. Ready to do my wing debut on my pellet grill. I found breasts. I found legs. I found thighs. There are no wings. I guess the wings are being eaten quicker than the others. I don't know, but in case I'm not the only one, legitimately the New York Post posted a story. There is a rooster that apparently is not doing his job. Or a series of roosters.
What are those people going to do?
That are not doing their job.
With the Magic City wings.
No.
What's going to happen then?
I don't know. But here's, again, the spokesperson, Gary Mickelson, said, and then there's the winter storm that slammed Texas earlier in the year, worker absenteeism, a surge in demand, and lack of drivers. And all. That's what it is. But they're blaming the rooster. Apparently my man just, you know.
Can't get it.
No, it's not, well, no, it works sometimes. It's just, I just love the quote from the president. We made a grave mistake in switching out the males. Yikes. So in case anyone's wondering why, come this football season, there may not just be as many wings.
Or
you
might be paying
$20
for 6 wings.
That's the gist of all of this. Let's be honest, right? My wife, who just doesn't believe anything anymore. When I showed her this today, she's like, just like toilet paper now. There's a paper shortage. All of this. No, it's called companies trying to recoup from COVID.
That's what pay us some more, baby.
But, buddy, in case you're wondering, where are my wings? That's where it is. When we come back, a real lead of sports value. When we come back, I promise, it's the Sports Hangover in ESPN New Orleans. She's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby love, my baby love.
summer heat is approaching, and so are the red-hot deals.
Red-hot deals.
At Craig LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at CraigLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary two-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Craig LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma. Craig LeBlanc Toyota.
If you put a stack of $100 bills and a piece of wood in front of a Formosan termite, what would it eat? Both. They're swarming here and they're hungry. Call Terminex and local experts Dan and Billy Foster, the Bayou Boys. They can treat your home and save you thousands of dollars in damage. Don't let Formosan termites eat you out of house and home. Call Terminex today.
So call those Bayou Boys. They'll get you Terminex tough.
It's Mike to tell you, for Neil, Small Engine Incorporated. Listen up. That's what we did at Gravely. We listened to lawn professionals. Then we brought the professional performance home. Gravely residential zero-turn mowers show the neighborhood that you mean business. Zero turns that are as tough as nails, operator comfort beyond compare. We've had 100 years of professional advice to perfect cutting performance. Just drop the deck, put the neighbors on notice. Gravely, driven from within. At Neil, Small Engine Incorporated. Locations in Houma, LaRose, and Thibodeau.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
How can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports.
That's how they talk in the Major League.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Gus Kattengill, Jordan Kleber.
Kleber?
Kleber.
Max
That's
Kleber.
How it's spelled. It's
Kleber.
Kleber.
Klebert.
Buddy back in the Royal Studios, 800-998-1003 is the way you like to chime into the conversation. Coming up bottom of the hour, sir, who do we have?
Yeah, bottom of the hour. We have, I'm drawing a blank.
Good
right
job.
Now.
Mr. Glenn Gilbo.
Glenn Gilbo, yes.
There we go.
I apologize.
There,
Glenn.
Yes. Good job there, buddy.
Usually, since all the computers are out right now, I don't have.
Everything is out, yeah. I will say it does kind of throw a wrench in things when you're ready and prepared to do things, and all of a sudden, everything shuts down.
So Glenn Gilbo, and then at 1:15, we have Rafael Esparza.
Did you? And I'll ask him about the incredible boxing match that was Lamar Odom and Aaron Carter.
No, I did not watch.
You didn't watch that?
I did not watch.
I will ask him about the NBA playoffs. No doubt about it here. Let's redo this.
Time now for The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. Here's what's topping our headlines on the Sports Hangover.
All right, so it didn't go well for LSU. Their season comes to an end yesterday in Knoxville, 15-6. Dylan Cruz had a nice start. A couple home runs there. Jordan, I will completely blame you.
No, Trey Morgan
going hitless on Friday in a 4-2 game that was tough. That was tough there. LSU unable to hold it out later in the game. And I am going to blame you. We had his dad on Friday.
We did. And we were talking about how well he's been doing.
I mean, freshman All-American.
Killing it.
Like, freshman All-American. And it wasn't just him. It's just, you know.
No, it was a team effort in that loss.
Yeah, I'm not even going to play the sounder because it wasn't him. I mean, like, just it was kind of part of what I saw this weekend. Again, I'd love to hear from you LSU fans on your thoughts on this. We'll hear from Paul Manera here in a quick sec. That was LSU's season this year, wasn't it? It was LSU's season this year. It's a mixture of, well, you got the pitching, you didn't get the hitting. You got some hitting, but then you didn't get the pitching.
Then you got errors left and right.
Is it a questionable decision or not? Saturday? I mean, Hilliard ends one inning with a strikeout. The next, we go to another pitcher. I don't know. It was tough, I guess, to look at it that way because I think it felt, at least on Saturday. Yesterday,
it was over.
I think it it gut punches you. I think you should have won Saturday. And I'm not talking about, you know, making the pitching decision and then giving up the runs that you did late in that game. But you had opportunities to score, and you could not knock in runs. And if you watch baseball enough, you will get that sinking, horrible feeling in your stomach when an inning goes by in which you should have tacked on one run, at least, and you didn't. The graph back in the day. I would listen to him call Tulane baseball, or we're watching Dodgers and Cubs. He'll be like, that's it. I'm like, it's the third inning. What do you? That's it. Like, he has an innate ability.
He's right most of the time.
Let's not go that far, but he has an innate ability to be able to predict certain parts early in the game. In key moments, they go, you know what? That could be the old, hopefully it won't come back to haunt you situation. But LSU fans, I want to hear from you, though. Your thoughts on what you saw in 2 days. What was it? Something that you weren't expecting? Was it something different? I don't know. But I think when you look at it, that's the LSU baseball season this year. So now, Paul Menary's tenure is done. Who's the next head baseball coach for the LSU Fighting Tigers? We'll wait to see that. And I think it was sort of tough yesterday with the visual of Paul coming to tears, right? I mean, you even texted me, like, when you were seeing, I'm like, man. Yeah. And look, you understand, his life has been around the game. His father, him playing, him coaching. And it's probably tough. Plus, that way, too, and I'm telling you, probably come back to Saturday. And a series early in the regular season you thought you should have won, and you're like, here we go again. And this is why I said on Friday, and it was no disrespect to the caller or anybody else that's listening that's an LSU baseball fan, when we asked, you know, what do you want in a head coach? And everyone calls, championships. I'm like, you do know the one man in the last, 15, 20 years, whatever, that had the most national championships was Pat Casey. With three. Three. That's what I keep saying. The days of Burtman, three out of five, Paul won one, and he went to two.
I mean,
look, so. Vandy, what is it, 11 and 14 or 14 and 19? Like, that's a lot. Vandy. It just, you're not going to get, it's harder. I don't know how else to explain it. Did you see what happened in Fayetteville? Arkansas lost. Number one seed in the country. At home, packed stands. They won the first game on Friday, Jordan. What was it, like 21-2 or something like that? They literally put up a 20 spot. I think it was 21-2. I'm serious. I think it was 21-2. They lost in the last two games. It was what? 0-0. Going in the top of the ninth. NC State. Yaya. Left center field wall. Lose 1-0. It's just, I mean, Arkansas was a really good team this year. It's just harder to do, which is why on Friday I specified to me, I'm LSU. I know you want the credentials. I want how many national championships you have. And I understand that process and thinking when it comes to malarkey. Basketball is five players. She brings one or two over from Baylor, gets a top recruit. You're dominating. You completely can change the direction of a program. And baseball is not it. You have to win series. You have to sustain injuries. Pitchers have to perform. You have to get runners from first. You can have a great team, and on that given day, the graph knows this, great pitching will beat great hitting. That guy just has it. The Tennessee pitcher. I lost track of how many strikeouts he had. It's like 11, 12, 13 on Saturday. So, you know, again, you could have, you know, gotten a guy that's won four of the last five. What happens that day if the guy on the mound on the other? So that's why, to me, it's important. Yes, I want a guy that wins, but show me it can win, maybe perhaps without the support. Can show me it can develop players. Show me it can relate to those players. Can show me he understands baseball. Can start thinking and find ways on days that you don't have it. Days you don't have it on the mound. Days you don't have it. And to your point, Jordan, again, I'm not trying to beat a dead horse on it, but I've seen this movie before. The errors in the field. Yeah. I mean, is it a disciplined team? Are they good enough? I just don't know. So find a baseball coach. That's what I looked at with these teams that move on to Omaha that you see. I mean, Arizona, you know, moving on. All these different teams, when you start looking at it, there was a lot of SEC teams that had good seasons this year that are not going to Omaha.
And a lot of people were kind of, you know, been hating on Paul the past couple of years, but and wanting him gone. But sometimes if you look at even just kind of comparing the Pelicans, sometimes the grass isn't always greener when you wish for another head coach.
Well, like I said, I think to me, finding a guy that is an up-and-comer, even a top assistant man, that has been itching to get, and I don't know if they will ever go into assistant. They probably want a proven head coach, and that's understandable, and that's probably where I would go. But to see Paul Mainieri, you know, kind of tearing it up there, man, that's what he had to say about it.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was just thinking about my dad. Just thinking about my father. Talking to him. Thinking about my son. Up in South Bend, I was thinking about my wife and my children down here that were with me through all this. And, hey, listen, I want people to be sad for me. I've been the luckiest guy in the world. 39 years of heaven, really. Got to live out a childhood dream. Got to do what I wanted to do with my life. Who could ask for more? Nobody should. These are not tears of being upset. These are tears of happiness and gratefulness. I got to do what I wanted to do. And my dad got to live a long life and got to share it with me for most of the time. But I miss him. And, I miss talking to him and love my family. And I'm glad that they've shared it with me. But I also think that we're looking forward to our next phase of our life. You know, I'm excited about what the future holds for us and looking forward to watching my son be a dentist and spending time with my grandchildren and living some life, you know, doing things that we never got to do. Especially during the spring. So, but during the ninth inning, really, mostly I was just thinking about my dad.
So you can obviously understand that. And we'll step aside and talk to Mr. Glenn Gilbo when we come back about that sentiment, obviously, now that LSU moves on, what he saw this weekend and really where they're going moving forward. So Jordan, you said he's written a couple of things already, kind of doing that. So we will step aside. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
What happened was unthinkable. Work as we know it powered down. But Etail is here to keep business on. On to turn your home office into a powerhouse. On to plan your epic power lunch. On to keep your virtual team connected. On to make you unstoppable. This is the one thing Etail Business can do for you, and that's connecting you to work every day. Etail is on for business.
Wow, look at the talent here tonight. What's up, Shameless? Oh, hey, 90 Day Fiancé.
Grey's Anatomy, I see you.
Futurama, looking good.
Blackish, come here.
Solar Opposites, looking fire.
The Handmaid's Tale,
shrill. What's up, Palm Springs?
Don't be weird about it. With everything you love, the choice is easy. Time to have Hulu.
Friends, if you're in a job you can't stand or worried your unemployment benefits will be ending, you need to go to mycomputercareer.edu and fill out the free career evaluation form. I've personally spoken to them, and apparently, employers are lining up to hire their graduates. In as little as 4 months, you could start your career in the growing cybersecurity and networking fields. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Tell them Max sent you.
It's time for some straight talk. Sure, saving money feels good.
But cutting your wireless bill in half? That feels really good. Like walk-off home run in the ninth inning kind of good. Okay, maybe not that good, but pretty darn good. With Straight Talk, you can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys, plus no contract. All on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot when you could pay half? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
800-998-1003. We'll be speaking with Glenn Gibble here shortly. Paul Maneri on what advice he would give the next head baseball coach.
Oh, that's a tough question to answer right now, Ron. You know, it's kind of, you know, still feeling the bitterness of the season come to an end right now. I hadn't really thought too much about that. I just think that, the new coach has to know that there's a lot expected of you here without question. You know, it's an awesome fan base. There's a lot of people that care about LSU baseball. You have a lot of resources. Have a great administration, but you have to be confident in yourself, and you can't listen to the criticism too much and let it change you. You have to be confident in yourself and stick by what you believe. You know, you got to do it your way, and I've tried to do that without being arrogant with people. You know, I mean, I care about people, and I've tried to, you know, show people how important they are to me and to our team and to our program. And people are passionate about LSU baseball, and don't confuse, their passion with, you know, the criticism sometimes can hurt, but it's just because people are passionate about the program. And you can't take it personal, if you know what I mean. And I think I would give the new coach that advice. Just be confident and go do your thing. And, I'm going to still be in Baton Rouge, hopefully, for the rest of my life. And hopefully that'll be a long time. Karen and I built a house down in St. Gabriel, and I'm certainly not going to overstep my boundaries. But I'll be around to help and give advice in whatever way they ask of me. And just like Skip has done for me. So I want nothing but great things for this program going forward.
We're bringing Mr. Glenn Gibble now. Covers LSU, the same, so much, much more for you. The USA Today Network at LSU Beat. Tweet the way to follow on Twitter. Glenn, good afternoon to you, sir. How are you?
Hey, Josh, how are you?
Doing well. I guess we start, obviously, before we move forward, the culmination of the Paul Maneri era there. We played going into the break, why he was tearing up there in the field, speaking about thinking of his father and such. Man, a tough way, I guess, for it all to end, but I said earlier in the show, just that weekend series was LSU in a nutshell this year, huh?
Well, they didn't have as good talent as Tennessee, there's no question, the pitching, they were kind of running out of pitching. They lost Jaden Hill, and then they had to extend Marceau, and he just didn't have it from the beginning, really, yesterday. But in the end, they overachieved by getting to the Super Regional and winning in Eugene. So I think in the end, for him to finish in the Super Regional two straight years after the Omaha 4 years ago, that's a strong way to end your career.
What do you think was, when you look at the two games here as well, and look, I mean, Arkansas, I mentioned this last segment, that they didn't make it to Omaha. They got upset by NC State. I keep saying it's harder than it has been in the past when, you have the intimidator being put up in all those national championships. It doesn't mean that you can't contend and can't compete, right, Glenn? But what have you been able to see, if you can think of anything that you would think that you could tell people that college baseball is right now? What's the most important thing you think? I keep saying development of players and understanding that some days you're going to have to win when the pitching and the hitting isn't there, which I think everyone understands, but That's why I see teams like Coastal a couple of years ago, NC State, that can legitimately play with the big boys, if that makes sense.
It's not football. That's what people around here need to remember the most, because they make the same mistake every year when fans look at baseball. You know, baseball has something different that other sports don't have. The starting pitcher changes. I mean, every game the Saints play, Drew Brees is the quarterback, just about. They don't change quarterbacks, but they change starting pitchers. And you can lose to an ace every Friday of the season and still get to Omaha, you know. And you're always just a couple of pitchers away from getting Omaha. That's why all these favorite teams lost, you know, Arkansas. I mean, it's so dramatic. Anything can happen. Teams get hot more at the end in baseball and just get to Omaha or win in Omaha that really aren't the best team. You don't see that happen as much in football and basketball. The series are longer, you know. In baseball, anything can happen. You know, I mean, sometimes the best team doesn't win in baseball than in other sports. But they win a lot of the time. And I don't think it's any harder. I just don't think you have as great coaches as you used to have, like Skip Bertman and Augie Garrido. I mean, it's not that much harder now. Those guys are just great.
Speak with Glenn Gilbo at LSU Beat Tweet. All right, so obviously the attention turns to what now? Moving forward, you heard Paul after the game say, look, he'll be around. So, like, he's going to disappear and never to be heard from again. Couple of names were brought up last week, whether it's Sullivan or Casey. They're now out of the picture. So, Glenn, where are we now? I know you just put up something shortly and even updated it. For LSU fans listening, how time frame and really – who do you think is, quote-unquote, the leading candidate?
You know, I think there's a lot of division among LSU people right now about who the top candidate is. You know, a lot of people wanted Kevin O'Sullivan, the former Skip Bertman player group, which a lot of them live in Baton Rouge. A lot of them have some cachet. They like Mike Bianco because he's one of them. I think... you know, I've heard Scott Woodward really likes Tim Corbin, who's the Vanderbilt coach, who Skip interviewed to replace Smoke, and did not offer Tim Corbin the job. You know, I think Corbin's a guy that Woodward might try to go get. Now he is 59, but I think it's pretty open. It's hard to read where LSU is, but there's so many people involved. So many people think they know who the guy is and the guy they want. I think Woodward is the only opinion that matters, and he's keeping things close to the vest. But you know, I really like Dan McDonald, the coach at Louisville. He's as impressive as anyone, and is pretty young too. He's just turning 50. So that's that. But I don't know how much LSU's interested in him. It's pretty open.
Yeah, I think it's interesting when you say it like that as well, too, because I was saying on Friday, man, it's one of those jobs, especially, like, let's say O'Sullivan was the guy that you wanted. It didn't happen. You saw the reaction, maybe with Casey, whether it was in it or not, or whether it was outside things that matter in there. I think at this point, man, just talk to people, interview people, and find yourself a good coach and find that fit, even though you have so many people kind of influencing it. You know, Glenn, I'm of the school, like you mentioned, with the Louisville coach, Mike. Find a guy that's one that develops players, that has a good program, that maybe it isn't anywhere near the spectrum of support that LSU sort of has. And imagine just giving them that support.
Exactly.
I kind of like that route.
Right, and that Mike Bianco kind of fits that route too, because he's only been to Omaha once, but he's been to 7 Super Regionals. He can't quite get over the hump at Ole Miss. But Ole Miss was nothing before he got there like it is now. I mean, just a consistent power knocking on the door. So maybe if he jumped up in brand label and program, you know, maybe he could win bigger. And that's the same thing for McDonald. And those Bianco is 54, McDonald 50. You know, that's a better age, I think. And they've won at places that haven't won. I don't know why Scott Woodward interviewed Pat Casey. That was that was a strange move on his part. Because even when you look beyond the controversy with the former pitcher, you know, Casey can't decide if he wants to coach or if he wants to move.
Right.
So, you know, that was a waste of time. I think Kevin O'Sullivan was, the only thing he has over Maneri is he's younger than him. I mean, Maneri mm-hmm. and O'Sullivan kind of had the same background, and he's got some, he's got some issues that LSU doesn't really like. I think it could be behind Gordon McDonald myself.
I was going to say, just in our interview, I received several texts from people listening to this segment and flat out say, I'm going after Dan McDonald, period. So, you know, let's just kind of just what makes him a guy that you've mentioned? And again, I've gotten people that just started saying, hey, this is a guy you go to. You mentioned that he's been doing a good job, but what specifically you think stands out that maybe LSU baseball fans should maybe go read up on?
Well, Louisville had been to the NCAA postseason, I think, once before he got there. He's going 12 times. He's been to Omaha a handful of times. He went his first year. He went in 2019, and it's a cold weather city practically, and those programs struggle to win that much. Mm-hmm. So you put a guy like that at Baton Rouge, I mean, he's going to feel like he it's Christmas morning, which is how Maneri felt when he first got to LSU coming from Notre Dame. 3 years later, he wins it all. And like I said, he's only 50. He actually coached under Bianco at Ole Miss, so he understands the SEC. But I think Bianco could be great too. I think Woodward's going to do it right and talk to a lot of people, and the price isn't going to matter to him.
Glenn Gilbo, as always, appreciate you finding a little time for us here on this Monday afternoon. Hopefully you can find a nice, cool place because it is hot. I don't know if you've noticed the heat is in full season, man. That is for sure, man. How are you? You doing well?
Well, I was hoping to go to Omaha because it's cool up there, right. Especially at night.
Yeah.
But
you say that, and you say that not to interrupt you, but I saw like Tim Brando yesterday on Twitter kind of going after the NCAA. Are they excluding local media outlets? And it's just going to be ESPN that's going to be able to like do video inside. I was trying to understand what he was tweeting about. You know what I'm talking about, Glenn?
Yeah, they're trying to make it difficult for you to cover the teams in Omaha, but you can still go. They're trying to make it very Zoom oriented and not giving you any advantages for going there. But you still got to go because you can. There's no stop. The NCAA can't stop you from. Going to the coach's hotel room or, you know, the coach lets you, and, you know, that's what they usually do.
Gotcha.
In Omaha. It's not as complicated as other sports, but, you can still go. It's just probably won't be as easy to cover it as in the past this year.
Hmm. Interesting. Glenn, appreciate the time, man. Thank you, man. Talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Quick break. We come back. Mr. Jordan Kleber will give us a couple of top stories. We've got a bunch of headlines we've got to hit on here as well. Raphael 115, Marlin 215. That's it. It's a very, and we've still got plenty of sound to get into. And I want to get to some callers here on some of the topics. Plus, the biggest thing that has happened this morning, sir, it's above you on your, above your left shoulder on the TV. There it is. Yes.
A prophecy.
Yes, this team's mini camp has taken place and it has happened. We got video now. Do we have video? I want video and stills.
Better have video.
Of the pitch and catch. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. It's the Sports Hangover. On your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Offshore Work
workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
El Paso Mexican Grill and Steakhouse, Highway 1 in Raceland, features fantastic, authentic Mexican food and steaks. They have great lunch specials Monday to Fridays, plus enjoy happy hour from 3 to 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 margaritas. And on Fridays, it's 2-for-1 margaritas from open to close, plus live music on Friday evenings. El Paso Mexican Food and Steakhouse on Highway 1 Raceland.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
Can we talk sports? Real sports.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back. It is Monday, June 14th. Jordan Kleber about to give us our top stories. 800-998-1003 is the number to comment and chime in on any of the topics we're touching on. LSU fans want to hear from you. Your thoughts on that Saturday tough loss, 4-2, 15-6 yesterday. Thoughts on what Glenn Gilbo just said, because you're turning your attention now moving forward. Dan McDonald seems to be a name that I'm hearing a lot about. Again, I've gotten some text already today, and Glenn Gilbo saying keep an eye on him and Bianco as the two, perhaps being the next head baseball coach for your LSU Fighting Tigers.
Here's a look at what's making news. Let's check out the Sports Hangover's top stories.
Jordan, what do we have, sir?
All right, Gus, let's go back to last Friday.
I sent
you and Todd this, and I found it very interesting. It had to do with your New Orleans Pelicans. Josh Hart, apparently per Chris Fedor, mm-hmm. Cavs reporter for Cleveland.com, that Hart would like a fresh start.
Oh,
so
really?
Maybe you see him out of the Big Easy this upcoming season.
He was a player during the season in which we touched on. He was, ready, pun intended, he was the heart of the Pelicans a lot of times. Effort, energy. Look, this is very simple, right? And we can do this quickly. It comes down to money. I think of Hart, I think of Najee Marshall, right? A guy that maybe even can give you more offensive. I don't know. I don't know if Hart can give you either way, but he's a little bigger than Hart. More importantly, it's cheaper than Hart. I honestly think that's what it comes down to. I have no doubt everyone in that building would love to have Josh Hart back. I think a lot of his teammates would love to have Josh Hart back. I think Pelicans fans would love to have Josh Hart back at the price. And if you're Josh Hart, you're not getting younger. You're probably going to be in line maybe two more contracts maybe. And let's be honest, we're at that, you know, is he at that stage in his career where he's, you know, he wants to be a part of a team that it's in the postseason and championship runs here as well? And I understand that. So I see that, and I saw a lot of Pels fans. Maybe some got a little bothered by it. I'm not. I understand. It makes perfect sense, I think, for everybody in all parties at hand. And once again, if you're part of the Pelican crew that wants more gnaw, more, you know, Nikhil, I mean, that's him. More, my goodness gracious, the point guard. My brain just went nuts.
Eric Bledsoe.
No,
Chris
that's
Paul.
Not. No, 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 no. For the Pelicans.
For the Pelicans?
Man, yes. The
first point
round
Zion.
No, man, a first round draft pick.
Oh, Kyra Lewis.
Yes, Kyra Lewis. Well, you know, Josh Hart. Takes minutes. Yeah. So, I don't know. So that's how I look at it from that perspective.
Gotcha. All right, let's stick with the NBA. Last Friday, the 76ers took on the Atlanta Hawks. 76ers took down the Atlanta Hawks 127-111, gaining a 2-1 series lead. who also played that Friday night were the Phoenix Suns and Denver Nuggets, and we all saw how that series finished out last night. On Saturday's games, we have the Jazz and the Clippers. The Clippers won that game on Saturday night, 132-106. And then we had last night's game with the Phoenix Suns and Denver Nuggets. Phoenix closing it out in four. Chris Paul looked absolutely unstoppable. And also the Bucks gained another game back, tying the series 2-2 with the win over the Nets this weekend.
The games over the weekend were interesting to me just from the standpoint that it's set up, obviously, today, 76ers and Hawks. I want to see if Atlanta can make this a series or not moving forward and maybe kind of do that. And I'll get to the Jazz and the Nets here in a quick second. But to me, yesterday you saw the Suns sweep the Nuggets. Two things happened in that game of noteworthiness. Chris Paul, you have to start with that. You know this. You're across from me all basketball season. And I have been preaching. I have no idea how Chris Paul was fifth in voting in the MVP race. Like, I don't know what you're watching. Incredible performance last night, 37 points. And I got to tell you, I remember, right, you know, to come back from Oklahoma City, goes to the Olympics. And I'll say this about, I remember media got an opportunity to meet with him on the court at the New Orleans Arena, and he wanted to talk about his gold medal that he had just won with Team USA in the Olympics. And my dude just took it off and let everybody touch it, put it on, take a selfie with it, picture. I mean, just, I'm happy for Chris. I legitimately am rooting for the Phoenix Suns. Monty Williams was a good coach. He was a good, even better person, right? The tragedy that happened to him, losing his wife and, and some kids, I just...
Leaving the city of New Orleans, too.
Yeah,
during that time.
Right, and the way that happened, and to give an interview the day he got fired from his house, and he was like, man, I love this place. I didn't, you know, he was taken by surprise. It's hard for me to look at another team still around in the postseason and root for them as much as I'm rooting for. I am absolutely unabashedly pro-Suns right now. I love it. I absolutely love it. And I heard Kevin Harlan finally yesterday say something that I've been saying, too, that a lot of people have been debating about. He said first ballot Hall of Fame. Chris Paul is a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea what you would remotely think
not
that he's
discussion.
Not or not. But it was so cool to see at the end of the game. Monty and Chris. And you heard Reggie Miller say that, too. He touched on the fact that both of these guys in New Orleans were at different parts of their career. Monty Williams, first-time head coach, was trying to, this is my way, this is what we're doing, all this. Chris Paul, a young player, I want to do this and that. And as he said, quote, they went their separate ways, and now the marriage is perfect. They're perfect for one another, and I'm very happy to see that, CP.
Man, it's emotional. You know, Mont has been through things in his life, you know, a lot of people don't necessarily come back from. You know, the mental stamina, who he is as a person, you know, basketball aside, he means so much to me and my family, you know, so to be on this journey with him and to see it paying off is nice. And we're a lot alike. We stay locked in. Like, I don't feel good until the buzzer sounds, and Mont's the same way. So, you know, when the series is over and the game is over, it's nice to share those moments.
One more, and then we'll go to the phone lines. Here's Monty Williams.
The emotions are, you know, happy, grateful, tired, relieved, and it's one of those moments for me that, quite frankly, I never thought I'd have a chance to experience. And so for me, I just have a level of gratitude that I can't even explain. That's the deal. And then with Chris and I, it was – you know, for me to coach him my first year, and then he went on to a different team, for us to be together again and be in that moment and know that we can accomplish more is pretty cool. At the same time, I wanted to take a second to just, you know, feel that for a second with him and Book. You know, Chris has meant so much to my career. He's meant so much to my life. I've shared it with a few people, but the darkest moment of my life, Chris was right there. You know, one of the highlights of my career, he's right there.
Hard not to be. I that to me, sent him. I really hope they at least get to the finals. I'd love to see them win it. I'm being dead honest.
The best case scenario is Bucks Suns finals.
I do. Drew gets a shot to go to the finals, you know, and is it bittersweet though from being New Orleans, seeing players that used to play here and the head coach there as well? Joe from Mandeville, got about 2 minutes before we have to wrap up the hour, man. What you got?
First of all, let me go ahead and put this out. Corbin is not coming. Are you kidding me? He's got a decisive advantage at Vanderbilt that he would never get at LSU. Okay. 11.7 scholarship. He's getting more than that at Vanderbilt. Why? Because it's a private university. He skirts around at Title IX, and he gives all these players academic scholarships, which is bogus. Okay? But for whatever reason, they get around it. Take example for Dallas Baptist. They're playing right now. They got no business being in the playoffs only because they do the academic scholarship to all of these players, and they're getting ringers. Okay? I'm telling you, if DBU gets in Omaha, they're going to have to change the scholarship thing. Okay? Gilbo, let's talk about Gilbo. What an idiot. This is not what he was saying 4 days ago. He was saying LSU had house money. LSU's got the decisive advantage. They only lost to Tennessee one or two runs the last time. Are you kidding me? They got smoked this weekend, and it was an unceremoniously end to Marinelli's career, and I hated to see that happen, but, you know, I don't like the guy anyway. All right, let me end it with this. You need to go after Indy Cannizzaro. If not, go after this head coach at South Florida because he's a ball player. You want a baseball coach. This guy's getting international players on his team and damn near got to Omaha because they look pretty impressive this weekend. I need your take.
I like him. He's definitely good for sure. Look, I look at it from this way. I think as far as Glenn's reporting and names, it's changing by the hour and by the minute and such. So, you know.
I'm going to try to get some of these reporters that cover these teams and see what their takes are on, you know, some of these coaches potentially leaving to come to an LSU baseball team later in the week. So I'll be working on that, and hopefully we can answer some of those questions that
he's
you
real have. Happy about his Longhorns going to Omaha.
He is very happy.
Real happy.
I thought it was going to be a little bit happier.
Look, Billy Moles, not bad. South Florida. I'm going for somebody of that nature as well. Young, up and coming, winning at other places, and maybe it's not the number one thing. Or the notoriety. Either way.
Who doesn't want to come to LSU and coach the baseball team?
Well,
one of the best jobs.
You heard what Paul said, his advice. Get ready for the criticism. You'll be able to handle it. Hour one brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. It's a Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. But I can't prove. So turn it up again and watch me move to the groove. As we get close,
you whisper Coco. I hold you in my arms and you say Jumbo. With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like Taylor Swift choosing what to wear.
It's looking kind of chilly out today. I think I'll go with a cardigan.
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Goodyear knows the importance of keeping momentum as you head down the stretch. Momentum starts with movement. It's pulled from the air like a contested rebound. Momentum builds with steals and fast breaks, and is proven by deep threes as the shot clock expires. Momentum is how we change the game, and now it's time to discover where it can take us. Goodyear, more driven.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
You know him?
To be honest with you, Fitz, this letter will not change a lot for me.
You love her.
There's no simple solution how to move forward. You mentioned if you could go back in time.
Sarah Spain, Jason Fitz, Spain and Fitz.
We're back.
He's not going to feel it the same way like a Harden or a Westbrook.
Today is a dark, dark day for the New York Knicks.
He's allowed to benefit from the hype of us promoting him to MVP level.
And they let him go for nothing.
Spain and Fitz returns weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has